problems with a TMJ. The joint can become unstable or painful, and this is a sign of that may require some medical attention. Well, now we've covered most of the bones of the skull, let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about the remainder of the axial skeleton, which is composed of the vertebral column. In mammals, the vertebral column is composed of a specific number of vertebral bones. Each vertebral column contains 7 bones of the neck, or 7 cervical vertebrae, 12 bones of the back, or 12 thoracic vertebrae, 5 bones of the lower back, or 5 lumbar vertebrae, and 5 bones of the bottom of the axial skeleton, or the sacrum. A good anatomist can distinguish the vertebral bones that are present in each one of these regions of the vertebral column, because each one of these vertebral bones has specific structures and specific anatomies that allows an anatomist to describe where it's from. When you look at all the bones of the vertebral column, they all have a number of features that they have in common. If you take a vertebral bone out of the vertebral column and put it on a table, you'll see that it's divisible into 2 parts. One of the parts of each vertebral bone is a spool-shaped portion, which is called a centrum. And this is the weight-bearing portion of each vertebral bone. So the centra are stacked up upon each other like a big pile of spools. And this pile is the weight-bearing portion of the vertebral column that bears up the weight of the head and all the other parts of the body. Now, sprouting from the dorsal surface of each centrum are 2 little processes that fuse with each other to form a triangular-shaped space. These processes form a structure called the neural arch, and the neural arch forms a triangular space that encloses the spinal cord, the part of the nervous system that extends down into the back. The neural arch will typically have a little spine that proceeds from the dorsal part of it, and you can feel these little bumps along your backbone if you palpate your neck with your fingers. As a matter of fact, if you move your hand along the back of your neck, eventually at the bottom of the neck, you'll run into a large bump, and that bump is the spinous process of the 7th cervical vertebra. So that's the landmark that distinguishes the bones of the neck from the bones of the thorax. One of the interesting features of cervical vertebrae is that they're quite distinctive, and they're easily distinguished from all the other vertebrae in the body, and that's because they have a small hole on each side of the centrum. This hole represents a passageway for large arteries that carry blood up on either side of the vertebral column. These arteries are called vertebral arteries. They're surrounded by the bony armor of the spinal of the vertebral column. And these are important blood vessels because they are major blood vessels that supply blood up to the brain. So the holes that admit the vertebral arteries and allow them to go up to the brain are quite distinctive features of the cervical vertebrae, and a good anatomist can spot them right off the bat. If you move down the vertebral column and look at some of the other vertebrae, you'll notice that the thoracic vertebrae also have a distinctive feature. They have processes